the worldwide leader in sports. This is ESPN Radio. ESPN Radio is delivered by the new AT&T. The company with the most complete and secure network has joined with Singular, the network with the fewest dropped calls. Singular is now the new AT&T, your world delivered. Now, here's Scott Van Pelt.
What's good, y'all? Hope your afternoon is as beautiful wherever you are as it is here in Central Connecticut. We are having one of the 8 to 10 nice days a year that we are allotted. So you got to enjoy them while you got them. And if you are out there listening to my voice, then the good news is that you and I have both survived the single worst day in sports that we have each and every year. I'm speaking of the Wednesday following the All-Star game. There ain't nothing going on. Nothing. And we've survived it together. And I have survived 48 hours in America's greatest college sports town. Now, if you're listening and you're in one of the great college sports towns that we have, and there are a lot of them, maybe your ears prick up and you say, where was he? Was he in our town? Is he talking about us? Well, let me tell you, let me give you some of the parameters of what I'm talking about what makes a great college sports town. Number one, you got to be the story in town, not a pro sports town. Boston's a great sports town in terms of BC and BU and Northeastern and Harvard, et cetera, but it's not a college sports town because they're not the number one story in town. You go through the Atlantic Coast Conference, great. There are some great towns. Chapel Hill, great college town. Charlottesville's a great college town. SEC, it's tougher to identify because there are a bunch, and I'm probably going to make a whole lot of people mad right now when I'm going to say Athens is the best SEC sports town. I know Gainesville. I mean, look, there are a bunch of you. I'm going to say Athens for the SEC. Go to the Big 12, hands down, it's Austin. And maybe Austin's better. No, Austin's not better than where I just was. So, Austin, you can weigh in and tell me why I'm wrong when I reveal the greatest college sports town in a moment. I'm at a bit of a loss when we get out to the Pac-10 because I haven't seen them all. So in the interest of full disclosure, I haven't had the pleasure of going to Eugene. I've heard it's awesome. Haven't been there. My boy Neil Everett, my partner in crime, he can tell me all about it. But haven't been there. I'm still willing to say that where I just was is America's greatest college sports town. And I'm going to tell you why Madison, Wisconsin is as good as it gets if you are like me and you love the college sports. This town has got everything. I was up there for my boy Andy North. He had a charity golf event. Wonderful time. Had the good fortune of getting out and experiencing all that is Madison. First of all, it sits on these, there are these two lakes. Madonna and Faba. I don't know what they are, but they're beautiful lakes. You got your fraternity houses and your apartments set up right on the lake. And fellas in the fraternities, if you're not using that to your advantage, what are you doing? Because it's unbelievable. You can't invent something prettier than this. The state capitol, it's like the capital in D.C. It sits up sort of on a hill. It's gorgeous. You got State Street, which I'm going to get to in a minute. You've got Camp Randall, which is an old school stadium that they've renovated. 85,000 plus lunatics there 7 Saturdays a year in the fall. You've got the Kohl Center, 17,000 plus lunatics for college basketball. About 13,000 for hockey when they were the national champions there. Football this year, 12-1. Basketball this year, a 2 seed in the tournament. They were ranked 1 at one point, actually, in one of the polls. So the teams are relevant. The venues are unbelievable. The setting is gorgeous. Those teams mean everything to the town. And there are smaller campuses, like your MAC schools. Like I've heard Oxford from Miami of Ohio is awesome. I went to Athens, Ohio, almost went to school at Ohio University. Those are great environments, but it's just not as big a deal. Madison's just a grander stage. And then there's State Street. And you don't want to make the partying element too much of it, but because sports are so big there, and because there is such a great setup, State Street, to party on, it just, everything comes together, this confluence of events to make that town the best college sports town in America. Now, Columbus, you're great too, but you got a pro franchise. High Street in Columbus, that's epic as well. But what you got on State Street, and I didn't go to all of them. I understand there's a place called the Effin House. I didn't get there. And I understand there you drink out of a boot. Because the moral of the story in Madison is a cup of booze ain't enough. You got to have a boot. Or if you go to Wando's, you got to drink out of a fishbowl. Now, at some point you realize as an adult that really there's no upside to drinking booze out of a fishbowl, because ultimately it's going to make you do things that you don't want to do, because you don't want to drink that much booze and puke. But what Wando's does have, when you get to the bar to buy whatever it is, and you might just be having ice water, and that's fine. They have bacon. Little containers of bacon. Like, if you've been to In-N-Out and you get the French fries that come in the In-N-Out French fry container, they have them at Wando's, but there's bacon. How good is that? State Street Brats? You kidding me? They have beer stock, where they have like a ticker exchange, like CNBC going by. And if, as certain beers get bought, the price goes up. And then as there's no one's buying it, it goes down. These people are genius barkeepers there. Just listening to ESPN Radio here, delivered by the new AT&T. I'm Scott Van Pelt, and I have declared Madison, Wisconsin, the greatest college sports town in America. Now, I'm sure that you're sitting out there in Austin and Athens, Eugene, Chapel Hill, Oxford, Mississippi, Gainesville, Florida, etc., etc., and you're saying, Van Pelt, you're out of your skull. No way Madison's better than we are. That's fine. The email here, we're always ready to take the emails here at ESPN Radio, and that is the email address, Amanda, help me. It's radio at ESPNradio.com. That is where you could please flood the inbox, because I want to know. Since we had no great topic to discuss based on yesterday's sports, and I was lucky enough to be in the belly of the beast in Madison, I had to declare it the greatest sports town, greatest college sports town in our country. After having been there for 48 hours, people very kind. We appreciate the love. Very nice of you. I would tell you not to go to Mondays on Monday night unless you're prepared to really just get into a stupor, which I was not prepared to do because we had golf obligations. I hit the ball well. I found the game. Useful shots. I don't know where they came from. That was exciting. But the people there in that town, awesome. They are talking right now on State Street. They're talking now about the night game against Iowa. Hawkeyes, they got some scores to settle with you. You better strap it on and bring it, because they're ready. They're ready right now for when Go Blue comes to town from Ann Arbor. They're ready for you. They can't wait for you to come to Madison, Wisconsin, and enjoy all that they have to offer there. It is an unbelievable setting. If you went to school there, you know what I'm talking about. If you're going to school there now, I'll tell you what I told the people that I was lucky enough to meet a couple days ago. Just enjoy every day. Wherever you are in college, enjoy every single day that you have, because when the college experience ends, then it's over. And then you have to have a gig, and then there's no blowing off life, and you have to go to work. And I'm lucky enough to have work I enjoy. But I threatened the other day when I was in Madison to just pack it in. I'm coming back and I'm going to school here. But then I remembered my academic achievement in College Park, Maryland was less than stellar. And I realized that they wouldn't accept me, and certainly within a very short period of time, my time would be over in Madison, Wisconsin. And then you're just a bum. You're just a miscreant wandering the streets. And boy, you could certainly do that there in a hurry and find yourself disenfranchised. But Madison, Wisconsin, the greatest college sports town in America. Now, to some degree, this is not an original thought. It's not like I just had some epiphany and I'm dubbing them this out of nowhere. Over the course of time, there have been polls done and this and that where people have essentially said the same thing. But I had the good fortune to go there several years ago. I attended Maryland. My partner in crime and golf, Andy North, went to Wisconsin. So I went up for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. Great fun. Wisconsin won the game. The Grateful Red guy tie-dye shirt I'd said I'd wear it if they lost. Maryland lost, and I got like a medium. I put it on and looked like the Michelin man. It was hideous. But you got to honor your word, especially the good people of Wisconsin, because I don't know what I would have gotten if Maryland won, but they didn't. Always wanted to go back. Had Andy's golf tournament, which, by the way, was great. They raised about $100,000 for the Make-A-Wish Foundation up there locally. So all across the board, a wonderful experience. But flying back from there to come back here to do SportsCenter last night on the single worst sporting day of the year, all I could think of is, that's as good as it gets. That is the best college sports town in America. State Street, Camp Randall, Kohl Center, State Capitol, great university, the lakes, the setting, the vibe, the whole thing. I don't know what's better. Maybe you do. Maybe you say I'm wrong. So fire in. Fire in Gainesville. Fire in Austin. And I did speak to some of the folks that work for us up here from Texas. And I said, I'm going with Madison. And they said, come down to Austin in about February. And I And I said, you got a point. Because Texas has got everything Wisconsin has got in terms of relevance for sports, great venues, 5th Street, 3rd Street, if you're a little older. They've got everything in, they've got everything in Austin as well, and they've got it everywhere. And that's the beauty of this, is that I asked a number of people when I came in the day. I said, I just came from the greatest college sports town in America. Where did I come from? Some people got it. Other people were representing their schools. And that's the beauty of it, because it's kind of like cheering for your team. You know, you rep your team because that's where you went. Well, you're going to rep your town as well. And if you're from Lexington, if you're from, I don't want to keep saying the same places, because it's Corvallis, Palo Alto, San Diego State. Look, Arizona State's great too, but again, the Scottsdale, you kind of, you morph into that whole pro town. College town, the essence of American college sport. What makes your town better than Madison? Fire in. We're going to be here all day. Well, not all day. We'll be here till 4 o'clock Eastern time. I got nothing to do but talk to you, and I'd love to hear what you have to say as well. What's the greatest college sports town in America? I'm pretty sure I just left it, and it's Madison, Wisconsin. If I'm wrong, prove it. Invite me there. I'll be America's guest. I'll come there. Show me what makes your town better. I don't know if you can. I don't think that you can. Coming up next, we have David Wright. Reflections on his second All-Star appearance. What's the coolest thing about being an All-Star? David Wright tells us. That's next. I'm Scott Van Pelt, and this is ESPN Radio.